The governor says the state owes it to Coloradans to give civil unions another shot at passing. He says his office has never received more phone calls or emails from supporters.
I had a call from one of them and just asked, if not now, when.
Hickenlooper has been a longtime supporter of civil unions, but got unusually emotional when calling for the special session. He says for him it's personal.
I mean, I spent a long time in the restaurant business, and a lot of the people that helped us create that business didn't have the same rights as everybody else.
The civil unions measure made it farther through the legislature than ever before. It passed the Democratic Senate, cleared three Republican House committees, and had enough votes to pass the full House. But GOP leaders in the House opposed the bill and killed it on the calendar. Republican Speaker of the House, Frank McNulty, says a special session on civil unions is unfortunate.
If the governor chooses to call a special session to focus on the issue of gay marriage, that's the governor's prerogative.
And it's not clear if a do-over would lead to a different outcome. The speaker has a lot of power to potentially kill the bill once again.
When you have special session, everything does reset. Bill limits are reset. Committee assignments are reset. The clock is reset. All of these things that happen at the beginning of a regular session happen again.
McNulty and other Republican leaders blame Democrats for the showdown, saying they delayed bringing the measure over to the House.
110 days in the Senate, 9 days in the House.
Democrats say they were simply trying to drum up Republican support and possibly find a GOP sponsor. Representative B.J. Nickel ended up being a key swing vote. She was the first House Republican to vote for the bill. Last year, she voted against it. Nickel says she doesn't regret her support, but regrets how it all went down.
I feel good about my effort and doing what I could try to do to bring the bill forward, and I think it was a sad thing to have happen.
Other lawmakers were livid about bills that got caught in the civil union's crossfire and ended up dying on the calendar. One of those bills would fund nearly $40 million worth of water projects across Colorado. Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village is the sponsor of the bipartisan measure. She says it's crucial to rural parts of the state and criticized the House GOP for letting down the water community.
We have a 16% of normal snowpack right now, currently in the state. It's absolutely critical that we have these water projects funded. I'm thinking they really can't let that bill die. And they did. I think it was the most irresponsible action.
The governor says the legislature will take up that bill during the special session. And while many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle look shell-shocked after the dramatic defeat of civil unions, Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango, a civil union supporter, says there is a bright spot for the GOP. She says there's huge progress now that several Republicans came forward to support the bill.
We do believe in limited government. We do believe in following constitutional principles, but it takes a while for society to adjust to some differences.
Governor Hickenlooper agrees with Roberts and says he believes civil unions will eventually pass.
As Martin Luther King said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We want to make sure that that arc continues moving forward.
The governor says he does regret the issue has become so political. Some proponents also worry a special session would only make opponents more entrenched. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.